Charlie Quebec. The U2T. Another 10 minutes, I'll just have to say good afternoon. What you up today?
Oh, I had to go out and get some groceries this morning. Had to figure out a new diet since I had two teeth pulled yesterday. And I'm on a soft food diet for temporarily. So I had to go out and purchase some stuff that was soft food so I'd have it at the house to eat. But, you know, that's what it is when you have to have something like that done.
I'll be excused by 3 gallons of ice cream of various flavors. But that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. So you're gonna have to go back and have further work?
Oh, not right now. Eventually, yes, but not right now. This is a work in progress. It's gonna take time. This is gonna have to heal real good before I can go back. Due to the fact I had all that cancer treatment 5 years ago, I've got to watch how much dental work I have done at one time. So hopefully everything will hold up until we make the next phase of it.
I expect you do have to be careful. It's like any time I go to the dentist, I have to take antibiotics before I go. It's because of the hip surgery I had. It's over a year now. Basically, they're saying now, forever. Usually they said, oh, after 4 or 5 years, don't worry about it. But they're saying now, no. Here on out, before you go to the dentist, even a teeth cleaning, you need to take antibiotics.
Winston, I got to get all my listings and stuff. I had to have this dental work done. This was kind of an emergency. It needed to be done now. I mean, I couldn't wait, but I need to get in touch with my doctor's office, get all that information sent over to for both of my cancer doctors over to the dentist and dentist office, so they'll have it and it'll be in their files and they'll know what kind of treatment I had and all that other good stuff too. So just a process, and like I said, it's a step by step. We've got it kind of figured out, and it's going to take probably about 6 months to do what I need to have done over the next 6 months, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. It's not quite so intense as if you were having to do your extra surgery or whatever you're going to have done all at once. Well, I was outside a little bit ago blowing the debris off my back patio and my backyard. I haven't done that out to the front yard yet, which I will. But it's very nice out there. I just wish it'd stay that way, but from what I'm seeing later this afternoon, more thunderstorms. I guess we are getting into the summer weather pattern with late afternoon thunderstorms. I got to drive downtown around 4:30 today, and I just hope it holds off till I get back. I do not like driving in those thunderstorms. Over.
Hi, neither do I. So, that's why I went ahead and did my grocery shopping this morning, and got what I needed, and got back to the house here. So I'll just, I'll just see what the afternoon brings, and spend some time yesterday working some FTA, and yesterday evening, and wasn't doing a whole lot of talking yesterday. Needless to say, I checked into the sideband net, and I was in and out and gone. So I didn't even check into any of the other nets I usually check into, because my jaw was hurting, and the way this had to be done, because they had to dig out the two, they were broken off, so they had to actually go in and dig them out. And it takes more work, and, you know, it hurts more. So I was fun sleeping last night, too. W2T.
You get over there real quick. It's not a lot of fun, I know. Have you been out to eat to any of the restaurants? Of course, I guess yesterday you didn't, but I haven't been to any of the restaurants that have opened up. Just We went to Silver Bay in Simpsonville yesterday, but that was carry out. Oh, that was good. We got one meal there. And ordered large portions and seafood, but it's basically for one person. But we took it home, and both of us just full. We could hardly eat it. We even shared some of it with our furry friends here. They could smell it when we walked in the door, and they started getting excited, of course. But that was really good. Got flounder and hush puppies, onion rings, sea perch. It was really, really good. Like I said, it was all we could eat, the two of us, but it was basically for one person. I just can't eat the portions, neither can my wife, that they normally serve there. We always end up taking, if we both get a regular order, we end up always taking it back home, having it the next day or two. M4IQ.
See, what I do when I go, I'll get a large order and then I'll take part of it home with me. I'll eat the stuff that, you know, you want to eat pretty much right away, because otherwise, you know, things like potato and all that stuff, it doesn't do good to last another day or things like that. So I'll usually get an order and then I'll take it home with me, and that'll give me another day's meal from what I eat there. And now, I haven't been to any place to eat in. I've gone a couple of places and taken home orders, but, you know, I'm still working on that, and I'm not in a big hurry. I'm just taking it easy. And I always had hoped to get some antenna work done this week, but this rain has kind of kept us from getting out there and putting an antenna up in the air, you know?
Me. Rain. Awful. So I'm just glad we got some sunshine today. I have to go out front on the driveway and get some of the debris off of there as well. Yesterday I drove down to Greenwood with my wife and Toby. I came back, and on the way back we stopped by Happy Cow. And I tell you what, I like going there. They have some really good food. You know, the butter, and they have fresh vegetables that you can buy there, just all kinds of stuff. We got cheese, butter. Lane also got some pork rinds, which she likes. We thought we'd try those. They're made locally. But the point I'm telling you this is, that place has the biggest potholes. I had washed my car about a week ago. It's still pretty clean, but it's not clean now. They had some king-size potholes going through their retail sales area. So probably have to go out there and maybe hose some of the car off to get the mud off. Well, I'm in the midst of bouncing my checkbooks. And I need to go ahead and do that. And I'm going to go ahead and say 73s to you. I heard, I thought I'd just check on the frequency and just see who's there. So appreciate you giving us a call. I got D-Star going today. I'm doing it by way of a dongle. So I'm not using a radio. I'm just going directly into the system with computers and basically a USB device that I plug into the computer. That's working very well. Actually, I didn't get it going today. I got it going a couple of days ago. But I've been having some fun with that. It's amazing where you can go. It's, in some ways, it resembles Echolink, but it's more, it's just different. And it's kind of fun. All right, 73s. Good luck on your with your dental work. Hope it gets feeling better real soon. WU2TN4AQ.
Yeah, well, you have a good one. I haven't been down to that place in years. I need to get back down there and get some of their stuff. It's good stuff. And also, and I might go up to Blue Bay tomorrow and get me a big seafood plate for supper tomorrow night, and then I can to get some of the stuff that's easy to eat, and then I can have some for Sunday, too. Anyway, we're going to try church, church outdoors at church on Sunday, and we're going to have it down in the cemetery. We've got an area down there with flagpole and everything. We're going to have it down near there. So we're going to see what. Hopefully Sunday will work out, and we will get that. So talk to you later, Bill. You have a good one. N4IQ W2T.
I'm listening to 103.3 Earth Radio FM. And they've been playing some patriotic music. Of course, every time they do that, I have to stand up and salute. All right. Hope it goes well. 73 N4IQ, QRT.